We're back here with Raptors pregame, and I'm joined by former Ogden and Los Angeles Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda. Now, Tommy, does your hand hurt from signing all those autographs that you have the past few days?
No, I do it well every day. Wherever I am, people want the autograph. You got to give it to them. And, you know, I tell my players, hey, those are the people that pay your salary in reality. Take pictures with them. Sign autographs. This is what they want. But, you know, I always hated when I ever saw one of my players that turned a youngster down for an autograph. I think that it's not too good.
Now, how many years have you been associated with the Dodgers now?
This is my 62nd year.
So you know what it means to be a Dodger. So what does that mean to you to be a Dodger?
Well, the Dodgers to me are synonymous with baseball. In other words, you go, somebody comes to you and says, I'm with the Padres, you might say, when did you become a priest? Somebody comes to you and says, I'm with the Indians, you might say, what tribe are you with? Or somebody comes to you and says, I'm a twin, you'd say, where's your brother or sister? Or somebody comes to you and says, I'm a cardinal, you'd say, we're a card, next step is to be the Pope. But when you hear the word Dodgers, you know immediately it's Major League Baseball. Greatest organization. 62 years with them, love them very, very much, and I want to die a Dodger.
Now, you've been here seeing the Raptors the last few nights and had a real exciting night just the other night with the Garcia walk-off. So what have you seen that you liked from the Raptors?
I like this team very much. I think the manager does a tremendous job. I look out there for a few days, and he's got everybody working. He's got his coaches working. And I think this is exactly what you try to get our minor league managers and coaches to do. You want them to make these players better. When they come to you, you got to make them better than when they came here. And the only way you can do that is take them out there every day and work with them. It's the only way you can do it. And in the 8 years that I manage in the Dodgers minor league system, 70 players left me and went somewhere to the major leagues. And when I took over the manager of the Dodgers, 17 of the 25 guys played for me in the minor leagues. So the purpose of the minor leagues is, see, when you sign a player, he's a liability. You got to feed him, you got to train him, you got to do everything. But when he gets to Dodger Stadium, he becomes an asset. So this is what they have to do. They come to places like this and they learn. And you got to have good instructors, good teachers in the low minors, because this is where they're going to start developing their personality, their ability, and how to act. So consequently, it's very, very important. I managed three of the four years I managed in the rookie league here in Ogden. But I didn't have a stadium like they have here now. That stadium I manage in, the sunshine over the left field fence into the hitter's eyes for three innings. Then it would go down below the fence. The parking lot was terrible. Now they got a beautiful stadium. Got a good relationship with the Dodgers. We just announced yesterday they've got four more years with them. The owner has been such a great guy. He loves what he's doing. He works awful hard. And I'd like to see the people continue to support this team. I think they have a team with a lot of talent here. And I think they're going to do good when it's time for the playoffs.
Now, it seems like there's a lot of success here, and there's a lot of success in Great Lakes as well. So does it seem like the future is pretty bright with the Dodgers?
Yeah, it's pretty good. But just remember one thing. There's going to be a whole new group coming in this year. Mm-hmm. Next year, there's going to be another whole group coming in. They're going to want to take the job of these players that you have here. So you got to do well and stay and move up so you'll be able to spend the time and learn and become a member of the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium.
Now, what are some of your memories from managing here in Ogden back in the 60s?
Well, I had a lot of fun. We had players out every day. We worked. I'm going to prepare to play in a higher classification. The people were nice here.
So is that what keeps you coming back?
Yeah. Yeah, and I love the people who are owning this club. I think they're great, and I enjoy coming here. And I now 4 more years, I'll be coming here 4 more years.
Now Delino DeShields, one of your former players, is on the other side managing Billings. So have you gotten to talk to him a lot? What have you said to him the past few days?
Well, I saw him yesterday for the first time. And I told him, I said, how do you like managing? He said, I love it. I said, well, hope you do well. But I didn't think he would ever be a manager, really, because of the fact that he was an outstanding player. And I'm hope he does well, but not here, but because he played for me. And, you know, the only way I could get to Cooperstown is through my players, so... He was one of them. And the other guy out there is Eric Davis. He's an instructor and an official of the Cincinnati Reds. And he played for me also, and he was a great guy. But at one time, I thought he was the greatest player in the whole National League. But when he came to me, he had a bad neck, and he just couldn't perform up to his capability. So he had real trouble with his neck. One of the greatest guys you could ever have. And I see him here, and comes with him and hugs me and talks to me. And so that's the way I tried to leave all my players. All the guys that played for me, always tried to treat them right, always tried to make sure I was there with them. And I helped develop them. When I took over as manager of the Dodgers in 1977, 17 of the 25 players played for me in the minor leagues. So I won with them wherever we went. I won with them in the rookie league here. I managed 3 years here. We won the championship 3 times. And they made it possible for me to get into the Hall of Fame. So I'm forever grateful to any of the guys that played for me.
Now, you managed the Dodgers for 20 years, and Bobby Cox in Atlanta has managed the Braves for many, many years, too. But it doesn't seem like managers are lasting as long with just one team and being associated with just that one team. And why do you think that is?
Well, in the 20 years I managed the Dodgers, there were 175 managers fired for me to manage the same team for 20 years. There's only been 4 guys in the history of baseball that did that. Connie Mack was one. He owned the team, so he couldn't get fired. John McGraw of the Giants, he was part owner of the team. Walter Olson and myself. So to stay 20 years and manage in the same team was not easy to do.
Well, I appreciate all the time you've taken with us, and I hope to see you again next year or, you know, even later this year for the playoffs or something along those lines.
Listen, let me tell you something. I know what your aspirations are. Do what you're doing now. You got to learn. You learn how to do things in any field. You want to be an announcer. You want to announce in the major leagues. You got to practice just like a ball player. You got to want it bad enough that you're going to put it number one in your life. So consequently, I wish you all the luck in the world. You're a fine young man, and you did really good with the interview with me. So I wish you nothing but the best, and maybe one day, before the big Dodger in the sky calls me to go to heaven, I'll hear you in the major leagues.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. That is former Ogden and Los Angeles Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda. We'll be right back with more. This is...